The White House unveiled an initiative today aimed at reducing fatal heroin overdoses. As WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, the crux of the effort involves pairing public health experts with law enforcement to better track the problem.
The rate of heroin-related deaths has been going up. They've nearly quadrupled in the last decade. But Michael Botticelli, director of the National Drug Policy Control, says it's hard to keep up with what's happening in real time. Information gathering is fragmented from place to place. As one example?
As a matter of fact, we've gone from having a 3-year delay in overdose data to a 1-year delay.
Significant information gaps exist for tracking other drug activity, whether that be sources of tainted heroin or drug arrests across state lines. The new initiative puts $2.5 million into 5 high-intensity drug trafficking areas that cut through the tri-state region. The money will help hire point people and health analysts to better collect and share heroin information. Again, Botticelli.
I think this collaborative really lets us share information on kind of where we see significantly impacted communities, how we think we need to increase both law enforcement efforts to diminish the supply, but also our public health efforts to deal with overdose prevention and getting people into treatment.
Area drug control leaders say all of this will allow them to react a lot faster to developments across jurisdictions and create a better public health and safety infrastructure. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.